Welcome home. We are WNST AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We're getting through that weird period where it's like spring training, but it's like the football thing and the free agency. And Luke is going to be doing all that. And all the texts have been coming this week. Even when we got Derrick Henry, it happened. But it's been a lot of former Raven going elsewhere. Luke's got that handled. WNST Tech Service. Our friends at the Maryland Lottery are throwing us back out on the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. I'll be telling you more about that into April. We're going to be live at Fadley's on Fridays when the Orioles are home. And if you're watching out on the webcast, I am wearing little orange and black here with our Curio friends and Far and Daughter as well. I'll be giving away the 10 times the cash beginning the first week of April, not opening day. I'm just going and drinking beer and eating hot dogs, everybody else on opening day. But the week after that, we'll be getting that going. Of course, Luke and I will be sunning ourselves in Sarasota all next week. And big appreciation to our friends at Window Nation, 866-90-NATION, where they also do doors, and I'm doing doors this year, as well as Jiffy Lube Multi Care, and our newest sponsor, getting me a clean fresh water out of a well, and I'm very appreciative. I love Doug and the folks at Liberty Pure Solutions back on with us for the baseball season. She is back on the program. We took a hiatus after I almost got thrown out of the Toto Journey concert a couple of weeks ago. She is the chief cannabis officer for all things we do here at Baltimore Positive, trying to educate us. She, in the real world, serves as the chief brand officer at Curio Wellness. That's the side O, the O in the Curio. You know, I didn't think about that. Curio, Orioles, you and your dad, sister, your whole family, you knew the Orioles were going to come back into sane ownership. We were all going to go. You and I are probably going to go to a baseball game this year because we love baseball, because we like each other, because that's what everybody used to do around here when they felt good about it, right? It was like, hey, I like somebody. Let's go to the game and hang out, watch the game.
Oh, absolutely. I just identified like a handful of games for the season, including that 70th anniversary game.
See, you're already got your little pocket calendar out. You're like, when are we going to the game and all of that? I wanted to talk to you this week about something very interesting to me that I hadn't thought about on the medical side and on the adult use side. The last, I think it's like been like 6 months, 7 months, whatever it's been since adult use came on. And I want to do the old Mork and Mindy episode here with you this week, Wendy. What have we learned? I mean, I guess we're 6 months into this thing, and I come into the store. I've been coming to the store for years. I've come to the store on the massage side and on the holistic wellness side. And when you had a classroom setting to learn about these things after my wife had cancer, and I saw Sanjay Gupta, I always go back to that for you to make you smile, because I think that's when it kind of came into everybody's living room, like, really? Really? And here we are. What have you learned 6 months into adult use? And I think we got to know each other the last couple of years. This was a real serious ramp up for psychologically, for the public, for legal side, but more for the industry side, the people that were first to get into this, to say, what is this going to look like from a business standpoint?
Lots of learnings. I think that when we talk about who's shopping, it hasn't really shifted in terms of like the archetype of who's there. From medical, in the sense that you've got people of all ages, races, genders, socioeconomic levels coming through that store, right? Everyone has a need and they're interested in a cannabis solution. I think it's pretty consistent in the sense that we're still seeing people who are looking for what we would refer to as like quality of life improvement, right? And so with there being adult use, there's probably more pervasive conversation in the dispensary that has to do with, you know, feeling good. And maybe it's like, instead of having that glass of wine or drinking on a weekend or an event, like you're choosing cannabis for a social use. But I mean, overwhelmingly, it's about, you know, somebody is expressing how they want to feel, what they want to fix, what they're trying to achieve. And then we're there to sort of align what we can offer with those needs, right? And so it kind of goes back to those basic things we're always talking about. Is it like, you know, do you want to relax your mind, your body? Do you want to feel happy? Do you want to sleep? Is something hurting? You know, do you have GI gut issues going on? You know, so there's a myriad of products for that. And it's really kind of the same conversations we were having before. I think the biggest thing is, the topic is sexy, right? Like it, cannabis, I guess, is kind of
well,
a sexy
I mean, we're talking
topic.
about it on the air and we're holding people's attention for the people we hold their attention, either in the radio or they click or they come to laugh, smile, learn about a product, try to talk about it sensibly. I would just say this to you because I was chuckling at you. People couldn't see me and you're probably wondering, why is he smiling at me? I'm doing this documentary. Greg from Blue Rock a year ago approached me about something and I said no, and then I said yes, and then I said and then your clients, and I want to tell people like you my story, and your dad and people, your sister don't know who I am, she's not a sports fan, wouldn't know about me or whatever. So I'm putting this thing together, and in every picture, Wendy, beginning on the air, and God bless him, he's alive, he's well, both of them, George Acton and John Dow at the Winter Distributor Company at Budweiser. So my first sponsor was Budweiser, and they kept me on the air during literally the first plague, which was the baseball strike. We didn't have a football team here. You're a little younger than me, but like there was a baseball strike. There was no World mm-hmm. Series. It was shut down. I'm trying to start a sports radio career, and there's no baseball to talk about. Budweiser kept me on the air. Nobody ever came to me and said, if I drink beer, what will happen? You'll get drunk, you know? And like literally, and in every picture, there's a Bud, and then it gave way to Coors and Miller, and you know, my thanks to, you know, Mike March and to the Footlick family and the Pinkner family over at Bud on distributing, and people like, you know, Matt Crowe that stepped up for me and helped me keep a career and keep a radio station that I can celebrate 25 years of having and brag about it. But when people ask me, like, I use a Move product after busting my ass on a yoga mat and put this on my back and my spine, it makes me sleep better, feel better. I couldn't get this at the liquor stores that I was promoting, which I still promote. Go to Drug City, get some tequila. It's delicious. Use it responsibly, gamble responsibly. I tell everybody to do all these things responsibly. But it is this taboo between you and me and your industry and where we are to say, why would we be talking about this? My God, every picture I've ever had a beer sign in front of it. And we all know why we went and drank, sort of, and hopefully didn't drive or do anything irresponsible using power equipment. But I think there's something so targeted about what you do and the taboo of it, like societally, after 30 years of doing this, I'm proud to be like talking about things that actually help and actually help people sleep better. And yeah, they can make you a little maybe spacey if you allow it and go to bed. They can lighten your load, you know, loosen your afternoon, whatever. But to your point, glass of wine, beer, tequila, I've been talking about that my whole life. So it's not, we don't titter about it anymore. And certainly it's available. And I think as people like you come with things that really help other things beyond, yeah, it gets me high, makes me giggle a little bit. I think we've moved past that. And when people come in, they really are at a price point searching for a real effect beyond it gets me high.
Yeah. I mean, well, so, I mean, that's kind of a perfect lead in to this sort of other piece of the 6-month puzzle, which is, you know, in this sexy topic, I think that there's a lot of people who thought, oh my gosh, well, we're going to go adult use and the floodgates are open and everyone wants it and everyone's going to have it and all this stuff. Well, the truth is that's not really what it looks like. There's plenty of people who are shopping and who want it and who are taking advantage of it, but we are still keenly aware that there is also a lack of awareness by most Marylanders that the option is there. You know, in industry, like when industry people talk to each other, we compare notes, we still find ourselves in conversations where people don't know. Sometimes they still don't know there's a medical program. They a lot of times you learn they don't know that there's an adult use, or they don't understand that they can use a dispensary, that they could go there and shop. And I think part of that is because when we were medical, we had greater ability to talk about ourselves and educate through advertising means. And when we changed to adult use, the law that was written took away some of those opportunities that we used to have. And so I think part of the reason that the citizenry is less aware is because we're not allowed to talk about ourselves as much. So you definitely have this thing going on in the state where, you know, the will of the people through the election was, we are comfortable this, we want this. It passed, like well over 60% of Marylanders voted for it. But then you have kind of the legislature who has different kind of conservative views that have taken us to the next level, but not, I think, taken us to the freedoms that you're saying, like, you know, gambling.
Well,
and
yeah, I mean, I hope you, I listen, I just
alcohol
talked
and
to
joy.
John. This is Problem Gambling Awareness Month. It's never a bad time to bring that up, and 1-800-GAMBLER and all of that. And I talked to John about this part of this. This was dice games in an alley with guns, right? And the drug trade, I don't need to tell you. We all grew up with Nancy Reagan, right? Like the fact that drug dealers on corners and places and fentanyl and all of the things we've talked about for societal ills. I would say that when I come into your place and I go to Foreign Daughter and I buy products and I'm a medical card holder, the whole deal, I would say that more than half of the stuff in your store probably doesn't even get you high, right? Like it's so targeted to specifics, and certainly for things like sleep and GI issues and the medical part of balms and creams for people that do hot yoga when they're 55 years old and wake up sore as hell the next day, that it's moved way past that for educated people and for people that seek to understand it better. And to my point, I guess, on the old Budweiser Sports Forum and the roots and, you know, what got me here and keeps me on the air all these years later was there was never any like sort of thought that they were going to turn barley and hops into like a bomb or into anything that was medicinally helpful. It was what it was, and it's fine, and it's still there, and it's readily available. But from your perspective, the things you're doing scientifically that I know about here in Timonium, Maryland, to try to like really help people, I think that's the thing that moves forward your cause. That when I'm in there and I get recognized by people in your store, people I've known my whole life, I don't necessarily think they're there for the same reason people were finding people on the corners and buying these products 20 years ago.
Well, yes and no, because I think that sometimes even people who, like, you know, most of it starts from flour, right? You're smoking flour. So even when you're doing that, I think some people don't even realize that piece is there, right? Because when you ask for that flour, what are you asking for, right? Some people like all types. Some people lean more towards, I want to be relaxed. I want to fall asleep. I want to sort of shut it all down and take the edge off and, like, you know, separate my sort of turned on workday, so to speak, to like, I'm home and I don't have to do anything. Some people want the other. Some people want their mood uplifted. They want to feel happy and light and get an extra giggle in there. So it's like, even if you think you just like, quote, like, to use a cliche, like getting high, there's an element that effect is giving you that is improving a part of your life that you're looking for, even if you don't think about it that way. Even when it's like, look, I like to smoke and watch a movie. Like, there's something that happens that makes that experience more enjoyable, that this adds to it. Like, you don't normally say, like, I want to get drunk and watch a movie, right? But there's...
But see, heightened sensibility is what I would say, right? Heightened awareness.
Right.
Not to go Timothy Leary on anybody here from, you know, from that place. But yes, I mean, but I would say for anyone out there who's looking to do that without smoking or inhaling, now there are all sorts of, you know, there's a whole gummy community out there that we discussed, and flavors that we discussed a couple weeks ago. But I think the adult use part of this is the gateway of, I only need to be old enough, like I was at the liquor store, to experiment with what this is going to do that benefits me. That's something that is going to enhance my life, not wreck it.
Yeah. And I think for us, you know, that's where the mainstreaming and the normalization and like the shifting out of these stigmas come from, right? Because if like there's ways to use the product that just, you're sleeping better, your stomach feels better, sex is better, your mood is better, your body aches are gone, like that makes it much more acceptable at large, you know? And I think that's how we feel like we can forge a path for this plant.
Wendy Bronfond is here. She is the Chief Brand Officer at Curio Wellness, and our friends at Foreign Daughter. You can find them over in Timonium. Stop by. Got a holistic wellness center in the front. They'll be glad to educate. You can always learn more at CurioWellness.com as well as at Foreign Daughter. And you click on the little recreational, or you click on the little medical and the 18, and you got to put your birthday in, and you can probably go learn about a whole bunch of things. Any new products, anything happening out there? I mean, I always go back to, you just brought up the sex thing again, and the O product and the oils and all that. It wasn't just a Valentine's Day thing, right? Like, I mean, yeah. there you have this product that's there, because it felt like eggnog for a minute, like you were going to take it away. You know what I mean?
No, we won't. No, we've talked about this a lot. No, we won't take it away. It seems like the adult use market is much more receptive and less prude about it than I think we saw in medical. But I highly recommend anything in that line. I think that man or woman, you will find something useful in there. But I do think on this topic of adult use, we probably should give people a little bit more context on like what do you do? Like you were just saying, like, okay, you go on the website. So, the engagement in shopping is so there's dispensaries all around the state. You're 21 and older. You show up like a bar or a liquor store. You show your ID to validate you're old enough. Then you're entered into the queue. You're called back into the dispensary. Someone assists you in what you want to purchase. You can look at those menus before you go on the dispensary's website to see what they're offering
You know,
to get
by
a
the
sense
way,
of
I can I say this is a gateway to booze? Because I'm a kid from Dundalk. Like, we drank Mad Dog, and my mom drank Mogen. Like, we didn't have any taste for wine, right? And as I'm 55 now, I don't think I like ever drank wine and enjoyed it until I was almost 40, right? And then you're like, I had really that red wine hit me the right way, and I drank it warm, because we drank everything cold when I was a kid, because we're not European. And then you get to the point, and I remember the first time I met someone that knew something about wine. My uncle Omar Aparicio was the wine sommelier at the Chesapeake restaurant. He died when I was a kid, so I didn't ever had a conversation with him about it. But I met a man at a liquor store that I used to, a former sponsor. No, they're still there. But it was a beautiful older fellow, and I was having Thanksgiving dinner, and I said, I want a wine to pair. And it was the first time I'd ever like asked such a bougie question, I got a $10 bottle of Fetzer or something that worked well with the turkey or whatever. And then I may have been 35, 38 at the time, maybe 20 years ago. And I was overwhelmed. And I think being a wine, if you're a wine person and you're a liquor store shopper, you can be really overwhelmed. And it's only really about the flavor. It all has the same sort of effect one way or another, maybe on a percentage point of how much alcohol is in it. I think there can be a real overwhelm when I come in your place and there's menus and things moving, and sort of like there's just a lot going on. And it does remind me that you need to be educated, about all these things, especially spend your money. But there are people there. Your people are much like this fellow was at the liquor, to say, where are you? What are you trying to do? And that's
Right.
the first question your people ask, literally, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think most people who come in, there's sort of two main buckets, right? You're going to identify what you're trying to achieve, right? Are you trying, does something hurt? Is something wrong that you want to fix? Or is it more of a social use that you're looking for? And what type of effects do you want? And then it's like, what is your preferred way to consume it, right? Do you want to smoke something? Do you want to rub it on your body? Do you want to eat a chew? That you can get it in many different types of forms. So between those two answers, you can really narrow the focus in on what someone is looking for and try and identify the right product. So, there is the hand holding is completely available to people because I agree with you. I mean, I often refer to it as like the Cheesecake Factory. Like the menu is so big, there's so many choices. You need to go somewhere where people can kind of hold your hand if you don't know a lot. But that's really all there is to it. I mean, people should know that in a lot of cases, you can use a debit card, you can use cash. Credit cards are not commonplace because of our Schedule I status. There's usually an ATM in a dispensary if you don't have cash on you. But other than that, it's fairly simple. And you really shouldn't be nervous. Take advantage of it, try it. Understand that there are things that can have very low amounts of THC and feature other cannabinoids that can be beneficial but not psychoactive. So, there's ways to find solutions and not be high if you would like that.
I'll tell you what, next week we're going to do show tunes. We're going to do Orioles baseball memories, and I don't know. We'll find something for spring. We're getting up on the 420 thing. So the 420 week,
Oh,
we're going to
yeah.
have to do a whole like history of the 420 thing. We're going to have to talk about that. Wendy
All the
Bronfman is
deals.
here. There'll be a lot of, there'll be a lot of, well, this will be, it's the first 420 we're adult use, right? Like, so literally, right? This is the first
Yeah.
one. So it's going to be like St. Patrick's Day is this weekend in an Irish bar. Would you say that?
Yeah, I mean, for anyone who doesn't know, 420 is a quote, is the cannabis holiday. And in the dispensary
I don't know.
world,
We,
it's
nobody knows why, like really, right? There's a lot, there's a, that's why I said there's a lot of legend and lore as to why that is,
Yeah,
right?
like what one of the legends is it was a police code for cannabis, right? For
Okay.
that topic. That's how that ever got used. But anyway, at the dispensaries, it's a time of year when there's like crazy sales. You could almost think of it as like the Black Friday in the cannabis industry. So usually like a lot of ventizing and things going on that are extra special at the store, plus all kinds of crazy deals on getting products. So I would say if you're looking for an experience and you haven't gone to a dispensary yet, good time to go. But also if you haven't gone to a dispensary yet, it might be the craziest day to go. So maybe not, don't go on 420 if that's too overwhelming for you.
It's kind of like getting turkey or ham right before the holidays, or like, yeah, it's
Right.
an interesting little bit of a line going on. Wendy Bronfine is the chief brand officer for Curio Wellness and Foreign Daughter. You know, and we like having these educational chats, try to learn some things around here as well. And the show tunes and baseball ahead. And by the way, you can stop by and get the shirts. If you've seen my I'm a Blunt Person shirts, which I think were made specifically for me, just perfect. And I'm going to learn the Happy Eddie story here a little bit this week. So we're going to get, I'm going to try to get Happy Eddie to come on here. We'll get him happy about Orioles baseball and opening day season. So get on over to Foreign Daughter. You can find them over at Timonium. Wendy, take care. I will see you next week. We'll talk Book of Mormon, okay?
Sounds good.
And show tunes. I am Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. And we never stop talking Baltimore positive when we're not talking about the Ravens or the Orioles.